Today we're building a Midnight Amen-style call-and-response riff in Ableton Live 12, with that chopped vinyl character that feels right at home in Jungle, Rollers, and Darker DNB. The big idea here is simple, but it's powerful. We are not just making a break sound busy, we are making a conversation. The drums make a statement, the bass answers, and the chopped texture ties the whole thing together like a dusty late-night record with attitude. Set your tempo first. Aim for 172 to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly more urgent jungle pressure, go with 174. If you want a heavier rolling pocket, 172 is great. For this lesson, I'd say 174 is a really solid starting point. Now set up a clean template. Create a track for your main drums, another for top percussion or hats, one for your bass response, one auto track for vinyl texture or resampling, and then route your drums to a drum bus and your bass to a bass bus. Keep your levels sensible. In DNB, headroom matters, because the drums and low end are both trying to take charge, and if you overcook the master too early, the whole groove loses impact. Let's build the core break. Load an Amen break or an Amen-inspired loop into Simpler on your main drum track. You can work in slice mode if you want to chop the break into individual hits, or classic mode if you want to preserve more of the original loop feel. If you use slice mode, make sure your transient detection catches the kicks, snares, and hats cleanly. If any slices are too long and muddy, shorten them manually so the loop stays tight. If you use classic mode, don't warp it unless you need to. For break loops, the beat's warp mode often keeps the punch more naturally than something overly polished. The point is to keep it sounding alive, not sterilized. Now program a simple two-bar shape. Think in phrases, not just in hits. Let bar 1 make a stronger statement, then let bar 2 breathe a little more, with a ghost note, a small fill, or a reverse tail. In DNB, space is part of the groove. If every lane is full, there's nowhere for the bass to speak. A very useful trick here is groove pool. If the loop feels too rigid, add a subtle swing source, somewhere around 54 to 58% depending on the material. You do not want obvious shuffle. You want that slight lurch that sounds like chopped vinyl, not gridlocked MIDI. Now comes the real heart of the lesson, the call and response. Duplicate the break if you want to separate the behavior more clearly. One phrase is the call, the other is the response. The call should feel like a strong drum sentence, usually snare-led. The response can be a smaller fill, a reverse chop, a muted kick, or even a break fragment that answers the first phrase. A good pattern is to let the drums hit with authority on beat 1, then leave a pocket of space before the next answer. Try shifting one chopped snare by a tiny amount, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Nudge a ghost hat a little late. Pull one hit down in velocity. Cut one slice short so it sounds like someone manually stopped the record and re-triggered it. These micro variations matter more than huge fills. That slightly unstable timing is what sells the vinyl illusion. Now design the bass response. This should answer the drums, not fight them. Operator is great if you want a clean sub-focused stab. Wave Eatable is excellent if you want a darker restyle answer with movement in the mids. For a modern dark DNB flavor, Wave Eatable is a strong choice. Start with a saw or a basic analog wave, then add a second oscillator slightly detuned. Keep the low end stable, let the movement happen in the mid layer. Shape it with a low pass filter and a little drive, then use a short attack and a decay of maybe 150 to 350 milliseconds so the bass feels like a stab instead of a long line. If you want motion, add slow LFO to the wave eatable position or the cutoff. Then add subtle saturation, just enough to bring it forward without turning it into mush. When you write the bass phrase, keep it short and rhythmic. Often one eighth-note or quarter-note movement is enough. Let the bass answer after the snare, or on the end of two, or in whatever pocket leaves room for the break to keep speaking. Remember, in fast DNB tempos, rhythm is the melody. You do not need a long note pattern to make the listener feel something. Now let's make the vinyl character. Create an audio track set to resampling and record a few bars of your break and bass interaction. Once you have that audio, take it into Simpler or just work directly in the clip and chop it into tiny fragments. Grab little 1/8 and 1/16 slices. Reverse a few tails. Pitch one chop down a semitone or two. Maybe detune another by 12 cents. Leave tiny gaps between slices so it feels human and performed, not edited to death. Then process that texture lightly. A touch of redux can add some edge. Auto filter can create movement. Echo can add short dark repeats. If you want reverb, put hybrid reverb on a send rather than directly on the track, so you keep the mix clean. And here's a good mix move. Layer the resampled chop very quietly under the main break, maybe around minus 18 to minus 24 dB. You should feel the dust and instability more than hear a separate part. Now shape the drum bus. Route your drum tracks into one group and process them together. A glue compressor, with a moderate ratio, a slightly slower attack, and a quick or auto-release can help the brake lock in. You only want a couple dB of gain reduction, not a flat, crushed drum loop. Then a little saturator with soft clip-on can bring attitude and density. Use EQ8 to tidy the low mids if the brake gets boxy, and maybe add a little presence if needed. If the brake feels too flat, drum bus is a good option, but keep it tasteful. A bit of drive and transient shaping can make the whole groove snap, without turning it into overcooked grime. The idea is control, not destruction. Now turn this into an arrangement starter. Think like a DJ and a drummer at the same time. Build an 8-bar drop phrase where bars 1 and 2 make the first statement, bars 3 and 4 answer with a little more detail, bar 5 gives you a small fill or stop, bar 6 brings the full conversation back, and bars 7 and 8 add variation before the next section. You can also make this usable in an intro. Filter the drums down at first, hint at the riff, then bring the bass answer in gradually. That way, the same idea works as a DJ-friendly intro and a full drop. Use automation on filter cutoff, saturation drive, reverb send, or bass width to evolve the energy without rewriting the whole part. A really important mix point here is low-end discipline. Keep the sub mono. Use utility if you need to collapse the width of the low frequencies. Let hats, texture, and vinyl fragments provide the stereo interest. Check the mix in mono regularly. If the kick and sub fight, carve a small pocket with EQ, and if needed use sidechain compression from kick to bass so the low end breathes properly. The common mistake in this style is trying to fix a phrase problem with more processing. If the loop feels too loopy, the issue is probably phrase design. Change the placement, length, or density of one answer instead of stacking more layers. Also, do not make the bass line into a long melody. Keep it short, clipped, and repeatable. That's what gives it that dangerous, late-night DNB confidence. A few pro moves to try if you want to push this darker. Resample some drum ghosts and cut tiny snare tails or hat ticks for extra movement. Layer a filtered reese under the bass dab, but keep the sub clean and separate. Try a small reverse chop before the snare to create a sinister pull into the response. Or automate a little frequency modulation, so the bass answer feels unstable without turning chaotic. For arrangement, think in dialogue. Bar 1 is dense, bar 2 is sparse, bar 3 adds a variation, bar 4 resets. That bar level contrast make the whole thing feel intentional. If you want to really sharpen the idea, swap the responder every 4 bars. Maybe the bass answers first, then a filtered drum chop answers later. Or build 2 bass response modes, one punchy and one wobblier, and automate between them. Little shifts like that keep the listener engaged without needing a completely new riff. Here's a fast practice challenge. Spend 15 minutes making a 2-bar call and response loop. Load the brake, build the drum phrase, create a short bass stab, resample the result, chop 3 to 5 tiny vinyl fragments, and add one automation move, like a filter open or a small reverb burst. Then bounce it and listen in mono. If it sounds like a real exchange between drum and bass, you've got it. And that's the core lesson. The drums make the statement, the bass answers, and the chopped vinyl texture glues it all together. Keep it short, keep it rhythmic, keep it conversational. If it sounds like a dark exchange happening in a warehouse at 2 in the morning, you're absolutely in the right zone.